rebellion.
But most of the Jewish people didn't want to obey Moses. They rejected him. In their hearts, they wanted to go back to Egypt. The Jews said to Aaron, "Make us some gods to lead us." The people made an idol which looked like a calf. Then they brought sacrifices to it. The people were very happy with what they had made with their own hands. But God turned against them. He stopped trying to change their hearts. They were worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars. Later, Joshua led the Jewish people to capture the lands of the other nations. They went in, and God drove those people out. God destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, giving their land to his people.
After Joshua died, the Israelites disobeyed God. They did not drive out the rest of the Canaanites, and they refused to obey the laws of the one true God. No, the Israelites began to worship the false gods of the Canaanites instead of Yahweh, the true God. After this, God gave judges, heroes, to the Jewish people, the Israelites, until the time of Samuel the prophet. After about 300 years, the Jews asked for a king.
God gave them Saul, the son of Kish. Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was king for 40 years. After God removed Saul for disobeying him, he made David their king. God was very pleased with David. God said, "David is the man I like. He will do all the things I want him to do."